بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله this is the last day of the Islahi Jalsa and just as we reminded on the first day that we should have a niyat, we should have an objective in mind that why have we come to this Islahi Jalsa. Similarly on this last day also once again let us renew that niyat of ours that why have we come here. We have come for Islah, to correct ourselves. We have come here to become better people, to gain that closeness and qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person that has got Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with him, this person has got everything in his life. Therefore one poet says, he says, Ek tu mera to har shay meri. Wallah, if you are mine, everything is mine. Zameen meri falak mera. That the heavens are also mine and the earth is also mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Wallah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. So a person has to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I've explained, a beautiful example which I've been mentioning in the Masnavi Sharif, that of Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayh. That Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayh, he had a particular slave whose name was Ayaz. And this person Ayaz, he was a person of great qualities. So when he came into the court of Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayh, then we find that all the ministers of the king, they became very jealous of him. Because a man of qualities, generally you tend to become close to that person. So nevertheless, on one particular occasion, the King Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, he wanted to show his ministers what is the value of Ayaz. So what did he do? He took out all his jewelry. Perhaps not all his jewelry, but a fraction of his jewelry. And he said, today, whoever places his hand on any of this jewelry, this will belong to him. So all the ministers, they started running wild, each one trying to grab as much as he could. Ayaz is still standing. So the king asked him, Ayaz, didn't you hear my command? He says, King, what is your command? He says that whatever you place your hand on today, that belongs to you, it is yours. So he says, King, are you sure that this is what you really mean? He says, yes. So he walked up to the king and he put his hand on the head of the king. And what he said, if I got the king, I've got all the jewelry. What is here is only a fraction of what the king has taken out. What is still in his chambers, what he's still got in his vaults, is much more than this. So if I got the king, I got everything. So similarly, we got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we got everything. The heavens are also ours, the earth is also ours. And a person that doesn't have Allah ta'ala, he can have all the riches in the world. Hazrat says he can be driving the best of cars, but in that very same car of his, he loses his life. A person got the best of home, he's got a swimming pool, he's got everything in his home. But he hasn't got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has got domestic problems. He doesn't want to enter that home. So here, one is make that niyat of our Islam and we have come to look for our Allah. If we got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've got everything. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.